And you know what you're doing? Susanna asked. Yes, although most don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. I don't understand why they don't mutiny. What's your when, ma'am? Dinky asked her. Then she understood. 1964? He sighed and shook his head. So you don't know about Jim Jones and the People's Temple? It's easier to explain if you know about that. Almost 1,000 people committed suicide at this religious compound a Jesus guy from San Francisco set up in Guyana. They drank poisoned Kool-Aid out of a tub while he watched them from the porch of his house and used a bullhorn to tell them stories about his mother. Susanna was staring at him with horrified disbelief, Ted with poorly disguised impatience. Yet he must have thought something about this was important because he held silence. Almost 1,000, Dinky reiterated. Because they were confused and lonely and they thought Jim Jones was their friend. Because, dig it, they had nothing to go back to. And it's like that here. If the Breakers united, they could make a mental hammer that'd knock Prentice and the Weasel and the Taheen and the Cantoy all the way into the next galaxy. Instead, there's no one but me, Stanley, and everyone's favorite Super Breaker, the totally eventual Mr. Theodore Brodigan of Milford, Connecticut. Harvard class of 20, drama society, debate club, editor of the Crimson, and, of course, Phi Beta Crapper.
Can we trust you three? Roland asked. The question sounded deceptively idle, little more than a time passer.
You have to, Ted said. You've no one else. Neither do we. If we were on their side, Dinky said, don't you think we'd have something better to wear on our feet than moccasins made out of rubber fucking tires? In Blue Heaven, you get everything except for a few basics. Stuff you wouldn't ordinarily think of as indispensable, but stuff that, well, it's harder to take a powder when you've got nothing to wear but your Algal Ciento slippers, let's put it that way.